What city displays a sign saying God-honoring community and includes a year-round recreational area with miles of mountain bike and hiking trails, water sports, fishing and hunting? And where do world-class athletes train in the valley because of its fresh air and altitude? Well, if you guessed Big Bear Lake, you were right, but it's not to be confused with Big Bear City. Big Bear City is northeast of the Big Bear Lake, and Big Bear Lake community is south of the lake. Well, let's pray for the ministries and retreat center in this community to see God move and honor their declaration. Father, we thank you that in your word it says, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip your people to do your work and build up the church." We pray that the churches in Big Bear Lake will do just this, that they will build up the body of Christ, and that this would continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of your Son that we will be mature in the Lord, so the people there would be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. We thank you that Big Bear Lake has about 5,100 people, and we thank you, Father, for the Community Church Big Bear, affiliated with Christian and Missionary Alliance. We lift up Pastor Mike Barnes, the Bear Valley Church, Pastor Mike Craig and his associate, Chris Parker, with no denomination ties, the Bridges Presbyterian Fellowship, Pastor Tom Renard, the Believers Chapel, who minister to the needy, hurting, and addicted primarily, the Big Bear Church of Christ, the Summit Christian Fellowship, Pastor Robert Grand, associated with the Assembly of God, the Journey Church, Pastor Rob Hastings, an independent full gospel church. And we also lift up the Christian Conference Center that was built by the Presbyterians, but it can be used by any church-affiliated group. We thank you for each of them. We pray, God, that they would preach the gospel with boldness. We pray for growth internally and externally, that they would teach the word of God, that they would hunger and thirst for righteousness, the people within and out, that their ministries would reach the community for laborers for the harvest, that they would have effective discipleship training, that the Bible teaching would train and equip the people to do the work of the ministry, that they would help the poor, the orphans, the widows, have recovery programs that help people be delivered from their addictions, empowering people to share testimony, sufficient funds to do the work, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, altars filled with people reconciling with God and others. Enough volunteers, ministers have balanced time with family, ministry, and work. Marriages grow strong, families strengthened, generous congregations. And we thank you, God, that there is so much more we can pray for these ministries and churches, but we just pray, God, that your will be done as it is on in heaven, that it would be done on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.